With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Time names Beth Ford, Land O'Lakes President and CEO, to the 2024 Time 100, its annual list of 100 most influential people in the world. The list recognizes the impact, innovation, and achievement of the world's most influential individuals. I'm honored to be mentioned among this impressive group of people, Ford says, adding our farmers, cooperatives, and ag retailers carry the most risk in the food system. She also says without investment in rural America, including its communities, businesses, and families, the interconnected global food chain is vulnerable. We all owe so much to the grit, determination, and resilience of the people who feed us all, she adds. Ford has held senior positions in 7 companies in 6 industries. She leads not only by addressing and delivering financial performance, but also by addressing the important global issues and structural changes that can improve areas directly impacted by food and agriculture. And we'll be back with more Ag News right after this.
Let's talk about my good friends at Riverside Building Center in Lisbon, the Tri-State's premier manufacturer of one-piece movable homes. They take the hassle out of home building. They have lots of unique floor plans to choose from, or you can custom design your own. You'll work with the same person from the start to the finish, and Riverside Building Center delivers these premier homes from Minnesota to Montana. Stop by today to see these beautiful homes or visit them online anytime at rbclisbon.com, where you can buy everything from a hammer to a house. That's rbclisbon.com.
The Food and Agriculture Information Sharing and Analysis Center released its first annual report on ransomware incidents in the U.S. food and agriculture sector. The report shows that while there were fewer ransomware incidents in the industry than other sectors, ransomware actors have shown a level of sophistication and understanding of sector victims. The Food and Agriculture Information Sharing and Analysis Center found 167 ransom attacks against the sector out of 2,905 total ransomware incidents studied in 2023, which was 5.5% of all attacks. Ransomware hackers use malicious code to encrypt critical data, so an organization cannot access files, databases, or applications, rendering systems unusable until the victim pays a ransom. Ransomware remains a serious threat to all business sectors, including the food and ag industry, says Jonathan Braley, director of the Food and Agriculture Information Sharing and Analysis Center, adding, despite several hacker disruptions by law enforcement, cyber attackers often operate in countries that turn a blind eye to their efforts. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, I'm Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.